I was inspired to write this down after I finished praying. And what I came up with was this prayer called the Feminine Genius Rosary. What's up and welcome to the Ask Father Josh show. On today's episode, I'm doing a special show where I'm just inviting you to pray with me. Sitting at the feet of women and learning from them is nothing new in the history of the church. The doctor of the church, St. Catherine of Siena, she says that God told her that he wants men to listen to women. This is what she says God told her. If men will humbly receive the teachings I send them through women, I will show them great mercy. So during my time with Jesus Christ in the Blessed Sacrament, I just perceived the Lord invite me to sit at the feet of a number of women in the Bible and to apply the steps of the Most Holy Rosary to their encounters so I could grow my relationship with him. So my disclaimer is this. Number one, I perceived this as an invitation from the Lord. That does not mean that this was an invitation of the Spirit. I could have been off whenever I wrote down this Feminine Genius Rosary. Number two, this is not an official mystery of the church. The church's mysteries that are official are the joyful mysteries and the luminous mysteries and the sorrowful and the glorious. I'm not trying to add something new as an official mystery. This is just my personal devotion, my personal prayer that I'm trying to share with you. And finally, the reason why I'm sharing this with you is because I believe that by entering into these particular accounts of Jesus and his ministry with these women and the ministry of his Holy Spirit with these women, that we can learn how we can not only stay in love with Jesus while we're on earth, but how we can remain in love with Jesus forever and ever and ever in the kingdom of heaven for all eternity. And so in this rosary, I'm going to highlight five different accounts of the Lord with women. The woman at the well, the woman who bled for 12 years, the woman who was caught in adultery, Mary and Martha, the sisters of Lazarus, and Mary, the mother of God, and the women in the Acts of the Apostles. So that being said, I want to invite you to join me in praying the Feminine Genius Rosary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there, he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. All glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. Amen. The first mystery of the Feminine Genius Rosary is the encounter of Jesus Christ and the woman at the well. A number of years ago, there was a woman of Samaria who was at the well, and she was at the well at the hottest time of the day, and Jesus Christ pursued her. He went to her. He is God. He knew she was going to be there. He went to a woman who was living in sin, and he went to have a dialogue with her. And as they began to have this conversation with each other, at some point in the conversation, it became very uncomfortable for her because Jesus Christ brought up to her the fact that he knew that she had five husbands and the man she was living with now was not her husband. She was living in adultery. She was living in sin. And whenever Jesus Christ began to talk to her about her sin, she became very uncomfortable. He wasn't talking to her about her sin to condemn her. He was trying to invite her to let go of that which could not satisfy her. He wanted to invite her to a relationship with him. He wanted her to give him a chance. She had been with 6 men, and he was saying, let me be number 7. Like, let me be perfection for you. Give God a chance. So as they're having this conversation and she gets uncomfortable, she did what many of us do. She tried to change the subject, and she started talking about a bunch of other things. And that's what we do too. Whenever we're in prayer sometimes, right, we get uncomfortable, and all of a sudden we pull out our rosaries or our Divine Mercy chaplets, or we start to read spiritual books because we don't want to go there with God. We perceive that God is inviting us to go somewhere, and we're scared to go there. We're uncomfortable with where he's inviting us to go. And so we begin to ignore the promptings of the Spirit and focus on other good things, busy ourselves with good ministries. But the woman at the well stayed. Even though she tried to change the conversation, she still stayed in conversation with Jesus. And eventually, because she stayed in this very uncomfortable conversation with God, she was able to experience a profound healing that transformed her life, and that not only transformed her life, but transformed the lives of the men and women in her community. And she was able to be a bridge for them to come to him, all because she stayed. I believe that the Lord is inviting us also to stay. He's not going to hurt us. He's not going to shame us. So where are those places or spaces in our minds, in our hearts, in our lives where we resist the invitation to allow Jesus to walk with us? Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And just as he gently accompanied the woman at the well, he would gently accompany us to restoration, to reformation, and to renewal through our relationship with him. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. All glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. Amen. The second mystery of the Feminine Genius Rosary is the woman who was bleeding for 12 years. In the Gospel of Mark, Jesus encounters a man named Jairus. His 12-year-old daughter was dying, and so Jairus came to Jesus to see if he could heal her, if he could raise her. And as Jesus is walking with Jairus to heal his 12-year-old daughter, there's a crowd following Jesus. And in that crowd, there's a woman who sees Jesus, a woman who had been ostracized by our community for over 12 years. She had been disenfranchised for over 12 years. She had been isolated from her community for over 12 years because she was bleeding. bleeding. She was seen by them as unclean. She spent all her money on doctors who did not help her. And so now she was living in poverty alone, away from other people. And she wanted to be healed. And she believed that she could be healed if she just touched the cloak, Jesus. And when she touched his clothes, power went out of God into her and she was immediately healed. How many of us, whenever we experience a grace from God, just run off and we kind of maybe even leave prayer early if we get like a powerful insight? We're trying to do a holy hour, but instead of doing a holy hour, 30 minutes in, we get a great insight in scripture and we run and call a friend and we talk about it with somebody, but we leave prayer. We get the grace and we run instead of just staying there, because there's often more if we stay there. This woman was healed by God and she stayed. She could have left, but she stayed. And then Jesus says, "Who touched me?" He didn't not know who touched him. He's God. He knew who touched him, but he wanted the community to know who touched him. He wanted the community to know what just happened to this woman who they neglected for 12 years. And so this woman who chose to stay began to talk. And the gospel tells us that she began to tell her whole truth. And she must have talked for a very long time because she's talking over and over again. And I'm sure maybe Jairus and other people in the community are beginning to feel a little inconvenienced. Like, this is great. God did a miracle. But my daughter needs me. My daughter is dying. My daughter might be dead. I need to bring Jesus to my daughter. But even though he may have felt inconvenienced by this woman's very long testimony, he stayed. Because he stayed, his faith was restored by listening to her, someone who he ignored. And because he listened to her, he believed that nothing was impossible for God. So when people said, "Jairus, don't worry about coming, your daughter's already dead," he believed, no, nothing's impossible for God. By listening to the woman who was bleeding for 12 years, by staying, even though it may have felt uncomfortable for him and been somewhat of an inconvenience, her testimony was a source of healing for Jairus. And God invites us also to imitate Jairus and to go out and listen to people who are disenfranchised in our community, who are marginalized, who are living in extreme poverty. Because if we get proximate to them, they will be able to be a bridge to draw us closer to him, to Christ, to God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. All glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. The third feminine genius mystery is the encounter that Jesus Christ had with the the woman who was caught in adultery. Whenever Jesus encountered the woman who was caught in adultery, we know that she was in sin. We know that much is true because he told her at the end of their time together to go and sin no more. But Jesus also, he focused not just on this woman, but he focused on the people who were condemning the woman in this encounter, right? The people who were wanting to stone her. And at some point in his dialogue with the people who wanted her to be killed for her sin, Jesus Christ, he bent down low and he looked up and he began to write in the dirt. And as he wrote in the dirt, one by one, all the people who were trying to stone her for her sin of adultery, they all left. But what I find most interesting in this account is the woman did not leave. There was no one there holding her down anymore. She was not being imprisoned anymore. She was free to run away when everyone else ran away too, but she stayed. Why did she stay? In my prayer, I believe that she stayed because she saw the way that Jesus Christ looked at her. She noticed that he looked at her different from everyone else. No one else looked at her the way God looked at her. And she wanted more. Have you ever seen the way that God looks at you? A number of years ago, Mother Teresa said to her sisters, I'm worried about some of you. I'm worried that some of you have never seen the way that Jesus Christ looks at you. I believe that the Lord is inviting us to be a little bit more intentional in our time of prayer, to not be distracted with many things, but to take time to focus on the gaze of God, the eyes of Christ, so that we too, like her, the woman who was caught in adultery, can perceive the unconditional love of God and be inspired by the love of God to sin no more, to allow his love to dictate the decisions that we make in our walk toward eternity, and not the opinions of others or the pleasures that we might get from certain things that come and go, but that his love may be the deciding factor of every thought in our mind, every word that we speak, every feeling in our heart, every action that we commit in our body. I want to invite us to take time to look at Jesus in the silence of prayer as Jesus looks at us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. All glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. The fourth mystery of the feminine genius. Rosary is the encounter of Jesus Christ with Mary and Martha. Whenever Jesus Christ went to spend time with his friends, Mary and Martha. Martha was busy and distracted and anxious with all the many things she was trying to do for our Lord. And while Jesus was in her home, her sister Mary simply sat at his feet and rested in his presence. And this disturbed Martha because she was thinking to herself, like, we have a guest here, we should be serving him, and you're just sitting there doing nothing. And so she tried to tell Jesus what to do. How many of us have tried to tell God what to do in prayer? God, here's what you need to do. Here's my plan. Here's my will. And you need to make your will my will, God. So make my will get accomplished. And when she told Jesus what to do, he did not allow her words to dictate his decision. He fraternally corrected her. He checked her. Martha, Martha, you're worried and anxious and concerned about many things. Mary has chosen the better part. Now, Martha, in being fraternally corrected by Christ, she could have perceived his correction as rejection and ran away and left him, but she didn't leave him. She stayed. She stayed with him. And she stayed and remained in relationship with Christ to the point that her faith increased. And when her brother Lazarus died, she knew that God could do anything. She believed that nothing was impossible for Jesus Christ regarding her brother Lazarus. How many of us respond to God this way whenever we read the sacred scriptures and we are just checked, we are corrected by a passage from the Word of God, and we realize areas of growth in our lives? Or maybe we're reading the teachings of Holy Mother Church and we come across a teaching that's just difficult to accept, it's difficult to believe. How many of us like run away and perceive I'm being rejected because the church is correcting me? And how many of us imitate Martha, who in the midst of being corrected, she remained, she stayed with God? The Lord is inviting us to stay in the discomfort of our brokenness and of our mess and of our imperfections and of our areas of growth, to stay with him there so that over time, little by little, he can purify us and heal us in our walk toward eternity. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. All glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls into heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. The fifth mystery of the feminine genius rosary is the encounter of the women and Mary, the mother of God, and the other women who were discipled by the members of the body of Christ, the church, the apostles, and the disciples. These women who, through their relationship with Christ and his church and God and his Spirit, were able to be used by God to transform the early church. And in the upper room, it was the apostles, but with the apostles, it says, was Mary, the mother of God. And with Mary were other women. So the Holy Spirit descended upon them after 9 days of praying. They remained faithful for 9 days. After 9 days, Holy Spirit came down upon them and overshadowed them. And the very first thing they did was they went out. They got their little holy huddle. They went out and they shared the gospel with people of every race, nation, tribe, and tongue. People from Africa and Asia and Europe received the joy of the gospel. They spoke in different languages to be a bridge for these people to come to Jesus. It was such a beautiful gift in the early church. As the church began to grow, more women encountered the Lord. People like Lydia, who encountered the Lord through members of the body of Jesus Christ, the church, and ended up using her gifts that she received from the Holy Spirit at her baptism of hospitality to provide housing for Paul. And women like Priscilla, who received the charism of teaching and used her charism to teach men like Apollos. Women who were like the daughters of Philip, who used their charism of prophecy throughout the scriptures and the Acts of the Apostles. And all these beautiful gifts happened in the early church because the apostles and Mary, the mother of God, and the women who were with them, they stayed in prayer for 9 days. Some of that prayer, I'm certain, was probably boring and dry and not filled with insights, and it probably wasn't fun, and it was probably exhausting and very tiring. But guess what? They remained faithful to prayer. And because they remained faithful, in the 11th hour, the Spirit of God came down, and they received the Spirit of God and shared the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Jesus Christ, with their brothers and sisters in the geographical boundaries of their community. And some of those people that they shared the gift of God with were women who were used by God as necessary members of the body of Christ to build up the kingdom and to advance the kingdom of God. What happened then, God wants to continue to do today. God is not only calling men, but God is calling women and children to be intentional disciples of Jesus Christ, to embrace their place in the body of Christ, to go out and share their charisms with the world, to draw the world to fall in love and to stay in love with Jesus. But the only way that we're going to be able to accompany these men and women and children in our communities is if we imitate the apostles, Mary, the mother of God, and the other women who were in the upper room who were faithful to prayer over and over and over again. They were faithful to that first mandate that Christ gave to the apostles after their ordination to sit with God, to watch God, and to pray. Let us prioritize prayer above all else. Prayer changes everything. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. All glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. Amen. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn then, most gracious advocate, thine eyes of mercy towards us, and after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for praying the Feminine Genius Rosary with me. I hope it is a blessing to you as much as it has been a blessing for me in my relationship with God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God bless.